Great is your mercy towards me. Your loving kindness towards me. Your tender mercy I see. Day after day, forever faithful towards me, always providing for me. Great is your mercy towards me. Great is your grace. Great is your mercy towards me. Your loving kindness towards me. Your tender mercy I see. Day after day, forever faithful towards me. You're always providing for me. Great is your mercies towards me. Great is your grace. Great is your mercy towards me. Your loving kindness towards me. Your tender mercies I see. Day after day, forever faithful towards me, and you're always providing for me. Great is your mercy towards me. Great is your grace.
So, Father, as we come to the conclusion of our celebration of 31 days of prayer, Lord, we just come before your presence with singing to adore you and to magnify you and to glorify you, to offer unto you the sacrifice of praise that you are definitely worthy of. Your mercy that you extend towards us day after day cannot be understood and can also be overwhelming. But Lord, we thank you, God, that you are such a merciful God. We thank you, thankful God, that you are a kind and loving God. We thank you, oh God, that you are a God of compassion. And the mercies that you show towards us every single day or day after day, oh God, is so amazing. Thank you for being such an awesome God. Thank you for being such a mighty God. Thank you for being a God that who begins things and also knows how to end them. For the Bible tells us that you or he that has begun a good work in you is able to perform it. And the work that you have performed in our lives during these 31 days of prayer is immeasurable. Words cannot express what you've done for us. And words cannot even understand, or we cannot even understand the seeds that we have sown, God, that you are allowed to be harvested in this year of 2018. With the mindset to surrender to your will, God, and for your will to be done in our lives, Lord, we have set ourselves up for greatness in 2018. And not just greatness, but we've set ourselves up for greater. Oh, God, I have not seen what you have in store for us. Ear has not heard what you have in store for us. Lord, we haven't even imagined what you have in store for us. But Lord, without a shadow of a doubt, greater is yet ahead of us. Thank you for being such a faithful God.
You're faithful to us over generation after generation. God, your faithfulness has never changed. God, your mercies have never changed. Your love and kindness towards us has never changed. Generation after generation, you have been a lover of your people. You have been a protector of your people. You have been a provider of your people. God, you have been a keeper of your people. And Lord, I love you, oh God, so much today because you have not changed one bit, Lord. The same God that you were in the beginning is the same God that you are today, and then you will be the same God tomorrow and forevermore, and with such consistency and with such faithfulness, God. Lord, it makes living this life for you such an easy task because we don't have to doubt whether you're going to come true to your word. Lord, it's a guarantee that your word is your bond and that your word will never return back unto you void. God, meaning, God, it's going to accomplish what you have said for it to accomplish when you put it out into the atmosphere, Lord. And so, Lord, for us to hear the words greater, God, and for me to hear the word greater and be able to share that with the people of God that are attached to us, Lord, we have no doubt, Lord, that greater is yet upon us, and yes, greater is upon us right now in the mighty name of Jesus. Lord, you broke us through. Oh, God, you provided the breakthrough in 2017 where we have laid aside those weights and those issues and taking you out of the box, God, so you can do the impossible on our behalf, Lord, and you did just that. Lord, you released people from sicknesses, Lord. You opened up new opportunities, career opportunities, Lord. Oh, God, you made ways out of no way in 2017, Lord, and we just are amazed by the things that you have done. And Lord, before that, Lord, you allowed us to walk in authority, Lord, and you gave us, you told us to move forward, Lord, and every single time you've given us directions, Lord, and we've heeded your direction as far as our focus and our themes for the year, Lord, you've come through in a mighty, mighty way. And so with excitement on my lips, oh, God, I thank you, and I anticipate greater in 2018. Now, Lord, if there's anything in us, Lord, that will slow us down, if there's anything in us that will hinder us as we progress forward towards you, towards our greater, God, towards the things that we can't even imagine, Lord, allow us to shake those things off and leave them in 2017. Lord, I don't want to take slothfulness into 2018. Lord, I leave it behind. Lord, I don't want to take bad attitudes, incompassionate. God, I don't want to take those things with me in 2018. Lord, I leave them behind in 2017. A lack of prayer life and a lack of focus, not taking time to read your word, Lord. I don't want to take those things with me into 2018. Lord, I leave them behind in 2017, Lord. Any ailment, any hindrance, any obstacle, Lord, any weight that we have held on to, oh God, sin that we've held on to, God, that we've been unable to shake, Lord, we pray that you will free us right now in the mighty name of Jesus. Unforgiveness, God, Lord, I don't want to take that with me into 2018. Lord, I leave those things behind in 2017 because you have a race that you have set before me, and I want to run that race with patience. But I also want to run that race effectively, efficiently, and wisely. And so, Lord, create in me a clean heart. Lord, wash this body from head to toe, my mind, my thoughts, my actions, my words, my steps. Oh, God, shape me and mold me to be the vessel that I need to be so that I will walk in your anointing and walk in your favor and walk under your power in 2018. Souls are at stake. Lives need to be changed. Believers need to be empowered, Lord. And Lord, you've made me the vessel to do it. And you've made us the vessels to do that in the mighty name of Jesus. That we'll be agents of change across America, Lord, that wherever we go, Lord, we'll let our light shine. That you might get the glory, Lord, and that lives might be changed in the mighty name of Jesus. We need your glory, God. We need your favor, Lord. We need your anointing, Lord. We need your power, Lord. We need you to come tomorrow and have your way. We need you to fall afresh on us, God, and let you get the glory out of our lives, Lord. We need your spirit to be poured out on us, Lord, like you did on the day of Pentecost, Lord, to prepare us for the great task that you have for us in the year 2018, Lord. We can't do it on our own. We can't be victorious on our own. We can't perform and do greater and give you greater on our own. So, Lord, pour out your spirit upon us today, Lord, in the name of Jesus, God, that you might get the glory out of our lives, and that we may be bold, oh God, witnesses, bold, oh God, allies for you, bold, oh God, in everything that we do, Lord, so that lives might be changed and believers might be encouraged. Help us to proclaim, help us to equip, and help us to grow. God, great mission, great purpose, great focus that you've given us at Praise Center. And Lord, we need your help. We need your spirit. We need your anointing. We need your power. Fill our cups, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Fill me up until I overflow. Lord, I want to run over. I want to run over, Lord. Fill me up, Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus, until I overflow. Overflow in your goodness. Overflow with your mercy. Overflow with your love. Overflow with meekness. Overflow with temperance. Overflow with faith. Overflow with joy. Overflow with long suffering. Fill me up in the mighty name of Jesus until I overflow, that your fruit may be shared and may be exhibited amongst the believers and the unbelievers. That anointing will fall afresh on someone else as I share the good news of Jesus Christ with someone else. I share the words of encouragement with someone else, that they may be able to see the meekness of God inside of us, oh God, that as we let our light shine, they may ask, what must I do to be saved? Fill us up, Lord, with an outpouring of your spirit as we surrender to your will and as we surrender to your way. Lord, we thank you for these 31 days of prayer, and we thank you for this opportunity to set ourselves aside for this type of consecration. Lord, I know it's a little different than what others do, but Lord, that's what you've given me to do here at Praise Center. You've given me to do a prayer consecration to enter into the year, and Lord, so that we'll hit the year running. And Lord, we're starting today that as we prepare ourselves, or as we begin to prepare ourselves for our morning worship, our last day of worship here in 2017, Lord, I pray that you will allow us to enter into your gates with thanksgiving and into your courts with praise, to have thankfulness in our hearts and have a determination to bless your name. We thank you, God, that you allow us an opportunity to do that, to open up our mouths and to offer unto you a sacrifice of praise. We thank you, O God, that you blessed us this morning, that we can lift up holy hands and offer a sincere worship, even a wave offering to you, Lord, because you bless us with the use and activity of our limbs. We thank you, God, this morning, that you have woke us up in this right mind, that we have a mind to pray, and that we have a mind to bless your name, Lord, and give you the glory and the honor and the praise. Lord, I pray that you would order my footsteps right now, Lord, in the name of Jesus, that as I enter in, Lord, I'll enter in with thanksgiving. Let there be a dance, oh God, in these feet, Lord, today, that as I offer unto you the praise that you are worthy of, let your Shekinah glory fill our room and fill the temples, God, in the mighty name of Jesus, these individual temples and our temples of worship, Lord, across this nation, God. Move by your power and allow your Holy Spirit to sweep over our souls from church to church, from city to city, from state to state, to nation, God. Do it right now, God. Send the revival, Lord, across this world, oh God, as we celebrate you, our King. We're not going to the club. We're not going to the disco halls. We're not going to go drink champagne. But Lord, you've set aside a remnant of people that you have called out to pray. And you said, if I call you out to pray and you humble yourselves and turn from your wicked ways, then I'll hear from heaven, I'll forgive your sins, and I'll heal your land. There shall be a remnant tonight praying, God, and not partying. There will be a remnant testifying about your goodness and not complaining about what we don't have. There will be a remnant tonight, God, that will be offering unto you a sacrifice of praise instead of cursing you with the fruit of our lips. And so honor our prayers, honor our praise, honor our commitment, and God, launch us into 2018, oh God, with the spirit of excellence for everything that we do for you. We thank you for these 31 days of prayer, and we pray that you would prick our hearts, Lord, to continue in some form or fashion to continue to pray. The members in Praise Center and those that will be joining us in our prayer, Lord, we'll still be praying at 7 a.m. on Tuesday and Thursday and early morning at 5:30 on Wednesday, Lord. But Lord, let us not let go of the power of prayer, because prayer still changes things. And Lord, we're living in the day and time where men ought to always pray and not faint. So Lord, continue to stir up in us the desire to pray, because when we pray, God, prayer changes things. I speak life over everyone that is partnered with us during this time of prayer, whether they've been able to join us in the morning or they tuned in later on during the daytime. Lord, I don't complain or I don't compare people's sacrifices. Some people can't get up in the morning and not willing to make that sacrifice. If they do a sacrifice later on in the daytime that others may not do. Lord, I don't compare or question people's sacrifice or their commitment, Lord, but I thank you for those that have committed themselves to this early time of prayer. Bless them for their sacrifice, especially those that are out of town or in different time zones, Lord, who get up earlier than we even get up here on the East Coast. We thank you for their sacrifice, and we thank you for our sacrifice. Now, Lord, I speak blessings upon us, Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus. I speak blessings, God, that we won't have enough room to receive it because we sowed in praise. We sowed in sacrifice. Lord, if you say that we sow in tears, God, we'll be blessed, Lord. How much more shall we be blessed if we sow in sacrifice and we sow in praise? God, we know that you have something great in store for us, Lord. And so I pray and I speak life over everyone under the sound of my voice right now. I pray for strength and healing, God, over the lives of everyone that's under the sound of my voice right now. I speak greater upon everyone that's under the sound of my voice right now in the mighty name of Jesus. Greater ministry, Lord. Greater anointing, God. Greater, God, of finances, Lord. Greater, God, healing, God. In the mighty name of Jesus. And I understand that with greater blessings comes greater challenges and greater sacrifice. But, Lord, our good days will definitely, and without a shadow of a doubt, outweigh our bad days. So, Lord, we walk in confidence, Lord, and walk in victory, and we press towards greater, because you have greater in store for each and every one of us. So bless us and anoint us. Let this day of praise be like none other. Help us to sing like never before. Help us to preach like never before. Help us to worship like never before on this, the 31st day of December, in the year of our Lord, 2017. Thank you for allowing us to see the ending of 2017. And Lord, I look forward with anticipation to what you have in store for each and every one of us in 2018. Behold, I'll do a new thing. And that's what you have spoken into our lives. Behold, I will do a new thing. Can't you see it? Can't you behold it? Lord, we declare yes right now. We see the new thing. We're not remembering. We're not holding on to those things that will cause us to be slack and slothful. But Lord, we're holding on to the knowledge that you have greater in store for each and every one of us. Spring forth even now, God. In the mighty name of Jesus. God, you said that you will make a way in the wilderness, Lord. Rivers in the desert. Lord, that's God, that's greatness that you have in store for us. And so we praise you and we magnify you and we glorify you this day. For it's in the mighty and matchless name of Jesus Christ we pray and we say thank God. Amen and amen.